Welcome, Mr. Arlett.
Good afternoon. We'll call the January 13th Sussex County Council meeting to order. Mr. Lawson, approve the agenda.
Thank you, Mr. President. Good afternoon, members of council. At this time, I have one recommendation for the amendment to the agenda, and that is to strike executive session and possible action on executive session items.
Entertain a motion to approve the agenda as amended?
Yes.
Motion, Mrs. Deaver?
Second.
Second, Mr. Arnett. Any questions? Take a vote, Mrs. Deaver?
Yes.
Mr. Arlett?
Yes.
Mr. Wilson?
Yes.
I vote yes. Motion carried. We have the minutes of January the 6th, 2015. Any questions, corrections, or concerns? Hearing none, those stand approved. Correspondence, Mr. Moore.
Yes, thank you, Mr. President. We have one letter from the Boys and Girls Club of Delaware thanking council for the supporting the Western Sussex Boys and Girls Club's 2014-15 annual fund, and another letter thanking council for the Georgetown Boys and Girls Club annual fund one campaign. That is all.
Any correspondence from council?
Yeah, very good.
Public comments, Mr. Guy. Okay. Paul Rieger.
Good afternoon, Paul Rieger. After last week's meeting with the constable and with the job thing, taking suggestions for the constable and zoning code. The constable office should be its own department. The constable should fall directly under the county administrator. The constable should not fall under the assessment or the planning directors. And to get back to like with the animals that I speak about with the amounts, all animals and livestock complaints should be directed to the constable's department, not planning or assessment. In my opinion, they all got to go to him. He's the one who should do it. Just concerning like animal limits, where I say that we have the over exaggerated amounts under 5 acres. Example is like 1 acre or less, have like a maximum of 2 animal units. You go to 1 to 2 acres, maximum of like 3 animal units. 2 to 3 acres, maximum of 4 animal units. 3 to 4 acres, maximum of 6 animal units. 4 to 5 acres, maximum of 8 animal units. Have an animal unit equal what DENREC says, basically, I believe under guidelines, 1,000 pounds equals 1 animal unit. So you have under an acre, have 1 horse, 1 couple pigs, couple cows, et cetera, going through. And this is all like the non-commercial. Still keep your limits of like 8 pigs, 8 goats, 8 sheep. The horses and the cows, if you do it this way, should be a little different. The chickens, keep your 100 chickens as the limit from 1 acre up to 5 acres. That's fine. Just make them contained. The definition of farm should be addressed for any, and any farm use has to be defined as usual. Coming back to farm ponds needs definition, and the fence code should be addressed for it to include barbed wire somewhere in the county for under 10 acres or the farming. All these are related, and with the public, with the comment section at the end of the meetings, I don't know if this can be brought up or how you do that in there or however it would be spoken about. Thank you.
Thank you, sir.
Thank you.
Mr. Dan Kramer.
My name is Dan Kramer. What I have got to say is everybody wants to have a land use planner, spend all kinds of money for what I don't understand, when actually you ought to consider, instead of spending all that $90,000 to $100,000 on one person, why don't you have a committee put together? Administrator would be one. Plan zoning would be one. And one or two outside people, and maybe one or two more inside engineers, and you make your own plans on how, rather than have one to determine what properties or all of that.
The other person that signed up, Maury Crawford, you are here to speak at the public hearing, correct?
Correct.
Okay. I didn't want to skip you if you want to speak now, but I thought you were here. Okay. Okay, next on the agenda, we have a consent agenda of two items, wastewater agreement number 918-10, Sussex County Project 8104, Bay Forest Club Phase 4.1, and wastewater agreement 918-11, Sussex County Project number 81-04, Bay Forest Club Phase 4.2. Any questions on these two? Okay, if not, we'll entertain a motion to approve the consent agenda.
You got it.
Motion, Mr. Wilson, second, Mr. Arlette.
Sir.
Any questions? Take the vote, Mrs. Deaver.
Yes.
Mr. Arlette.
Yes.
Mr. Wilson.
Yes.
I vote yes. Motion carried. Mr. Lawson.
Thank you, Mr. President. First item of business this afternoon is the appointment of two county committees. Containing your packet was a memo listing the committee makeup. I'll go over that right now. The first committee is the Airport Advisory Committee, which consists of seven annual appointments appointed by the Sussex County Council. These members serve a term of 1 year. The committee is based upon county code and is made up by the following. One representative of the fixed-based operator, one non-commercial airport tenant, one commercial airport tenant, two airport-based aircraft owners, one industrial park tenant representative, and one representative at large. Contained in the memo were the following members of the public that have agreed to serve, respectfully following the list again. Garrett DeNago, Larry Kelly, Jeff Reed, Rick Garner, and Gus Kroll, Mark Ryan, and Richard Wilson. Unless there are any questions, I have a motion for your consideration.
Any questions? Read your motion, please.
Be it moved, the Sussex County Council approve the Airport Advisory Committee appointments for a term of 1 year as presented.
Make a motion for that.
Motion, Mrs. Deaver, second, Mr. Wilson. Any questions on the motion? We'll take the vote, Mrs. Deaver.
Yes.
Mr. Arlette.
Yes.
Mr. Wilson.
Yes.
I vote yes. Motion carried. Next.
Thank you. The second committee is the Personnel Committee. As you know, the Personnel Committee is required by both state and county code, consists of three members of citizens of Sussex County who shall serve a term of 3 years. The current membership of the committee have all agreed to serve an additional 3-year term. Those members are Mr. Dave Kenton, Mr. Michael Owens, and Mr. Clay Yoakum. If you don't have any questions regarding these appointments, I have a motion for your consideration.
Any questions?
It's a broad question, not about the particular people. Their meetings then would not be televised. I would assume they would be held in private. Is that?
That is not correct. The Personnel Committee is formed for principally two reasons: to hear grievances from mm-hmm. county employees and to hear any potential ordinance changes as it relates to the personnel code.
Okay.
Unless the personnel, if there is a grievance, request that they not have a public hearing, these meetings are all held in the public.
And they could be
they could be
computer.
Televised, yes, ma'am.
Okay, thank you very much.
Any more questions? I'll entertain a motion.
You got it.
Motion, Mr. Wilson. Second, Mrs. Deaver. Mm-hmm. Any questions on the motion? We'll take the vote, Mrs. Deaver.
Yes.
Mr. Arlette.
Yes.
Mr. Wilson.
Yes.
I vote yes. Motion carried.
Thank you. Last item is the County Administrator's Report for January 13, 2015, item number one. Per the attached Engineering Department fact sheet, Hunter's Walk Phase 2, Building C, D, E, G, and H receive substantial completion effective January 6, 2015. Item number two, please be advised the County Administration Building recently went through a natural gas conversion project whereby the main source of heat and hot water was converted from propane to natural gas. This project was a great success, and I want to specifically thank Doug Stokely and his staff in the Buildings and Grounds for managing the installation. Based on our average annual consumption, the county should save approximately $6,600 from the natural gas conversion annually. And item number three, county offices will be closed on Monday, January 19th, for Martin Luther King Jr. holiday. Offices will reopen Tuesday, January 20th at 8:30 a.m., and the county council will have its regularly scheduled meeting at 10 o'clock a.m. Thank you, Mr. President.
Thank you, sir. Next, Mrs. Melody Booker Wilkins. Downtown Delaware Development District Program.
All right.
Are we allowed to clap for her?
Well, you can if you want to, yes.
As long as you don't put we into it.
Thank you, Mr. President, and good afternoon to you, sir, County Councilwoman, County Councilman. Delighted to be here. I'd like to first introduce my guest, a former colleague. Her name is Diane Laird. She is the Delaware Downtown District Coordinator or point person for DDO and is the coordinator of all the Downtown Delaware initiatives statewide. So this is Diane Laird. Welcome. Welcome. And Diane Laird is going to provide an overview of the DDD program, as we call. And then from there, I will talk about briefly about a complementary incentive program that Kent County has most recently adopted. So, Diane?
Thank you, Melody. I appreciate the nice introduction and the opportunity to be here. Thank you, members of council and others that are present. The DDD, or D-cubed as some call it, is the Downtown Development District's enactment and legislation. And this act was unanimously approved by legislature, and so clearly it is something of great importance to the state. I've worked in downtown revitalization here in Delaware for 18 years, actually maybe 17, but this is the first time we've seen an administration step on board to really, from a state perspective, support development and redevelopment in our downtowns. So the primary reason behind or purpose behind the DDD is to spur capital investment. This is the state coming behind city governments and private investors to encourage investment in our downtowns throughout the state. It is an economic development tool to spur job growth and improve the commercial vitality of our downtowns. It is a residential measure to help spur residential development and redevelopment in our downtowns, and that's this entire program was modeled after a very successful program in Virginia, but Virginia only focused on commercial downtown revitalization, the commercial buildings, not residential. So we have an added benefit in Delaware, probably the only one throughout the country, that also includes residential and industrial and mixed-use development in addition to commercial. So overall, it is to assist municipalities in strengthening the neighborhoods. We believe there's strong economic development opportunity and quality of life for the residents of the state. That encourages more economic development. It's easier to recruit new businesses to the state when we have strong downtowns that provide good quality of life. So we're right in the midst of this exciting legislation. You may be familiar that three cities have been selected. Let's call them municipalities. Wilmington has been selected for a contiguous neighborhood area and in the downtown. Seaford was announced on Monday, and I just came at 11 o'clock from the announcement in Dover. So these are our state's first three designated districts, of course, one in each county. We anticipate additional ones as the funds are made available. We don't have a time frame. It's not specifically 1 year or 2 years from now. It is a periodic addition of communities. So just to explain very briefly, if a developer was going to invest $100,000 into a property redevelopment, the first $25,000 gets him or her in the game, and with the remaining $75,000, 20% of that would be a grant from this program if it's within a designated district. So another $15,000 of that $100,000 investment would be provided through this program. So a lot of our downtowns have older buildings. They have buildings that have poor uses for current needs. And so this can provide a bridge or a gap for the financing that sometimes doesn't exist. And anything we can do to assist good development, appropriate, sustainable business relocation in our downtowns is a goal. So as I mentioned, there were three towns designated. There were a number of applications reviewed. I reviewed on behalf of DDO. We anticipate the next round, perhaps another 8 or 10 towns, will be applying. So it is competitive, but it's not the only opportunity for people in downtowns as, in terms of reinvestment. So we're excited about it and glad to answer any questions if you have any.
Questions of council, Mrs. Dean?
Yeah, if I understand this, three municipalities were chosen. And you're only dealing with those three at this time, is that true? Or is any of this, say, for instance, available to a town like Milton? I understand you've had applications and you've chosen the three, but I kind of got the impression previously that it may apply to all of our towns in some way, in some fashion.
In time, we believe that's
in
a
time,
great opportunity.
Yeah,
for the first round, there's $7 million allocated,
right.
And three towns selected because
right, okay.
Because it's important to have significant impact in a designated area in order for people to see success and want to make new investment.
Well, I'm sure you made an excellent choice, and I'm happy about that.
Yeah,
I'm just looking
in time.
Out from my district, and
absolutely.
Milton really could use
absolutely. And in time, we believe that as whenever there's an open application, they will be making more selections. And
right.
And this is intended to be a very long-term program. It's not a one-shot deal. As noted here, towns or municipalities will be in for 10 years mm-hmm. with an option for two additional five-year terms.
Are you considering anything as small as, for instance, Ellendale, which is not really incorporated, but it's it's a town?
Right. That would fall under...
It could be incorporated, but anyway, it's very small.
Yes, I'm familiar with Ellendale,
uh-huh. yeah.
and it is tiny.
Uh-huh.
It would fall under a county application.
Uh-huh.
For instance, Newcastle County applied, and they made a plan for a very particular area that's not an incorporated area. It's a neighborhood
mm-hmm.
that they...
Yeah.
They
have their own government, so, I mean, it's kind of organized, yeah.
Yeah, but it has to be contiguous areas. So if
okay.
in Ellendale is in Sussex County...
Yes. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, so if that were... the priority for
mm-hmm.
Sussex County and Sussex wanted to apply, they could apply on behalf of Ellendale.
Sure. Okay.
So Ellendale wouldn't apply themselves if they're not an incorporated municipality, but the county could apply.
I understand.
On their behalf.
Thank you.
Mm-hmm.
That's good news.
So what do you think that
Wilson?
Sure. What do you think? What is your goal there in Seaford? What are you planning on doing, really?
Mm-hmm.
I mean, just doesn't say that you're going to develop there, make it a model town, or I mean that's just to me that's sort of a broad paintbrush here we're using.
Well, the applications required a plan and a vision for a designated area. So there had to be a certain number of acreage, a minimum or maximum number of acreage, in an area that has that's contiguous. It's not a little here and a little there. It's a contiguous area. So in Seaford, it's the Riverwalk and into the downtown High Street area and some of the blocks going out from there. So it's a designated area. And there will be local incentives to help spur and come alongside these fundings. So there's a lot of vacancy in downtown Seaford, and primarily the reason for that is the buildings are not ready to receive tenants. And so in order to invest the funds to get the buildings up to grade or in better retrofit for today's uses, that's what's envisioned. It is investment in those buildings, bring them up to standard, get tenants in there, and get businesses and homeowners in there to increase homeownership, to increase good tenancy of appropriate and sustainable businesses. I mean, that's the basis of a good downtown, is strong business and a residential component.
So they're not really making enough money at this point. We're going to come along and give them some state money and other money and say, here, we're going to help you get in business.
It's not specifically
for businesses. In other words, the village already there, they're losing money on it.
Mm-hmm.
So we're going to come along and give them some more money to help them stay in business. Is that what our goal is?
Well, the goal is to bring the buildings up to standard.
Well, it sounds like to me we've got to have state money to help do this.
I didn't understand
it. It sounds like to me then we need state money to help these people to survive. They're not able to survive on their own. Is that correct?
Well, you know, a real estate investment can be devalued over time or by... the economy. And because many of these buildings are historic and they need to be brought up to certain standards, they require
investment. So where does this money come from?
Where does the money come from?
Yes, ma'am.
It's $7 million from the legislature. I don't know where
So it comes from other taxpayers. It has to come from taxpayers because the government doesn't make money, correct?
Speak a little slower.
I said, I'm talking too faster. I said, we understand the government does not make money, correct?
Mm-hmm.
It's the private enterprise that makes the money. It pays taxes to the government, correct?
Mm-hmm.
So they're taking money from the private enterprise from other people and give it to another organization that cannot survive on its own.
Well,
it looks like to me that's why I understand this.
Okay, I understand your point. The bottom line is a strong downtown is enjoyed by the masses. And people that live in the state and outside of the state should be able to enjoy the downtown, the amenities that are offered there, the businesses.
I certainly agree. But here's the point. If you're taking money from the private enterprise and give it to another organization, such as downtown, during the meanwhile, how's these people just making money on their own, trying to survive, and you take money from them to give it to organizations we know can't survive without the state help? How's that really beneficial to the average taxpayer?
How are you defining the organization? The person that owns the building, you mean?
I'm talking about those that you're giving the money to.
Okay, so the money's going to private developers.
Absolutely.
Yes, and if a building is worth $150,000 and it needs $250,000 in improvements, they're never going to make a change.
Okay.
And then we as a state suffer with poor downtowns.
I understand that. Are they eventually, when they get on their feet, have they promised to give this money back to us? Or is this a gift?
This is a gift. It's
well,
a gift.
Well, like
it's
I said, it's taking,
of all.
You're taking it from those that's in private businesses and farms and whatever else and put it into to some other organization like the group you're talking about here and giving it to them.
Like it's, farmland preservation?
It's or whatever.
Subsidies
sure.
for the farmers?
I agree. That's why I don't take farmland preservation.
Mm-hmm.
It's not farm. It's not right for me being in the farming business. Take it from another farmer and put him further behind because he's got to help keep me. That's my problem with this. I mean, it sounds good. It sounds lovely to help other people, but in order to help people, you've got to take money from somebody else. And not everybody's rich. A lot of them is like these people downtown. They just make it from week to week, day to day. They're making, and then all of a sudden here comes the surge. We're going to take more money from the taxpayers and give it to those that can't make it.
Well, I appreciate your opinion.
Well, that's my opinion.
And I appreciate that.
Yeah.
And I'm of the opinion that strong downtown benefits everyone.
Well, that's your job. Mm-hmm. And you wouldn't have a good job if you looked any other way.
I couldn't do my life's job for 16 or 17 or 18 years if I didn't believe in it.
Any more questions from council?
Please, Mr. President. Mr. Laird, is it Laird?
Yes.
Okay, Mrs. Laird.
Yes.
First and foremost, thank you for being here.
You're welcome.
Truly, I appreciate you for coming down here to Sussex County. I would say that, number one, I want to commend the governor and the state for putting a focus, truly, on some economic development.
Mm-hmm.
I think it's very vital that our residents have opportunities here in Sussex County, and I truly do appreciate the focus. My counterpart here is we're not debating because you're here presenting. You're not asking for our approval. So I think there's a difference there. But I just want to commend you truly and the governor for putting a focus, a much-needed focus on economic development. So, yes, as this continues, I look forward to more opportunities and more options on how we can continue to put a focus on that. And, yes, we do know it comes from the private sector. Government creates the environment. But I'm just pleased that we actually have a little focus from our state government on the economy.
There's no doubt that Mr. Arnett here would be happy to pay 20% more taxes so he can send it across town to give it to somebody he don't even know. He's glad to do that. So I'm glad you're happy about
we're
that.
We're not here debating it. I'm just commending that the governor's actually doing something, putting a little focus on it. That's all.
Any more questions from council?
Just a big thank you.
Mr. Lawson.
Here.
Thank you, Council. I just have two questions. I apologize I couldn't find it in your materials, and thank you again for being here. The selection of the downtowns, I know the announcements were made this week, and I believe there's a board or a group, a committee that made the selection. Who actually is charged with making the selection?
Well, the governor made the final selection.
Mm-hmm.
Towns were given opportunity to comment on the application process. We actually had nine towns apply, as I had taken this down from planning the planning site. And actually, Milton did not apply this round, so there were actually nine. And I saw every one of them. I was the DITO counterpart to review on behalf of DITO. So we had about 8 or 10 state agencies that provided recommendations to the Office of State Planning Coordination. Mm-hmm. They compiled those, brought it to the Cabinet Committee on State Planning, and the Cabinet members took a vote and made the recommendation to the governor, and the governor made the final selections.
Okay, very good. Thank you for that clarification. And a technical question about funding. Maybe you can explain how the funding would work when the activities start. Is it a reimbursement? Do they have to encumber the money? How would the private investor actually get the grant?
Yeah, they fill out an application. The applications are not online yet. They're within about a week, but there are FAQs online now, so you could get some questions answered. I'm not sure if it's a reimbursement or an advance, but the applications are filed with the Department of State Housing. It's actually their housing office, mm-hmm. and they will review them with input, I suppose, from other state agencies if they need specific actually, municipalities, probably more with the municipality to evaluate projects or applicants, per se, make sure that the project lies within the designated district and follows the planning for that district that's already been set in place.
Okay. Thank mm-hmm. you,
so it's
Mr.
the
President.
Housing office.
I got one small comment
Mr. Wilson.
I
make.
I'm very aware of government and what government can do, supposed to do for people. But I'm also aware that this taxpayers here, and me a taxpayer, and most everybody sitting here is taxpayers, we paid out a lot of money to have an automobile industry in Newark. Mm. And we just spent money, and we did how many cars? How many millions did we lose? So it's easy to say we're going to make money, but I'd like to see some money come my way and most taxpayers. So when we make an investment, let's try to make a good, sound investment. I'm not sure this is not a good investment, and I understand what your job is, and I thank you for coming.
Mm-hmm. Could I ask you later, maybe I can meet with you later or by email. You said Milton didn't apply?
No, they didn't apply.
Uh-huh. Okay.
Not in this round.
Right. I know that evidently on my part there must be some communication failure because I did not even speak with the town of Milton, just assuming that they were advised. And I want to talk to you about later how I can do a better job with my towns because I'm very surprised.
Yeah.
If they are not interested, they didn't say that they're not interested, that you just didn't hear from them.
Yeah, no, right. I don't know the details. I do know
okay.
they were informed of it. I informed
okay.
them specifically along with 18 towns
yeah.
that I specifically
yeah.
work with.
Yeah, sure, I understand.
But just to comment briefly, some towns perhaps believed that they didn't have a chance in this
oh.
go-around.
Uh-huh.
And because these were selected on need,
mm-hmm.
and on local incentives that could supply.
I'm not questioning that at all. I'm
yeah,
just saying maybe I need to do a better job on communication here.
Maybe so,
and
but
because,
I wouldn't put too much on yourself.
But that information came to us down through what resource? Down through what? Through DITO?
In terms of the availability of the funds?
About yes, because I knew it existed and I heard about it. Then over the holidays, I didn't hear anything.
Yeah.
Now I hear. All
it
this,
came
so.
through me to members of the Economic Development Committee there,
okay.
to the chamber in Milton, and perhaps to the mayor as well. I don't remember exactly if she's on my mailing list, but
chambers. Yeah, that would.
Yeah, and then the State Planning Office has good communication with all the towns and municipalities throughout the state. So it's there was quite a bit of opportunity.
Good. Mm-hmm. Thank you very much.
You're welcome.
President of the Council, Mr. Arlette.
Two short ones. And again, as I'm reading this, I have it's spurring on a couple more questions
sure.
about the program. Is there a ceiling per applicant?
There is, and I don't remember what it is.
Okay.
But there's a threshold at which there's a breakdown of percentage-wise a smaller amount. Mm-hmm. But there's $7 million in the fund. So I think it's maybe $250,000 or $500,000, but I honestly don't remember.
Mm-hmm. And that would be a number based on, I mean, a number coming from your piece of the pie. Is that correct? The state's piece, or is that the total number?
Well,
of,
$7 million is the state's.
No, I know, no. But I mean per transaction. Now, there's per client. Oh. My goal
I don't
here
know.
Is
you wonder
is
if there are several applications by the same applicant.
No, ma'am. The for example, could we have somebody, a manufacturing company? as an example, come to Seaford. I mean, a very large new client, perhaps, to take over the previous facility of DuPont. Mm-hmm. And these $7 million or $5 million
be
a piece of the one client? Is there a ceiling, is the question.
The district grant is limited to $1 million per building or facility.
Okay.
It says within a 5 consecutive year period.
And let me also mention, that would have to be within the district.
Right.
The named district, so.
Okay. And my information might be in here, but you're here. Is the $7 million allocated budget, is that for what time frame? Is it for this one calendar year, or
it's
is
not
it?
Not really specified.
Or is it until it runs out?
Yeah.
So there is
that's
no.
That's my understanding, that until it runs out, and hopefully by then there's more funds being generated.
Great.
In
Thank you again.
Mm-hmm. You're welcome.
More questions to council?
Thank you very much.
Is the $7 million, I understand, the three you selected, is the $7 million there for just those three to use, or is that going to be there as you move down the road, maybe 2 years from now, they open up it again for more people?
Currently, it's accessible by only those three.
Okay.
But my understanding is that if it's still there and a new round goes
sure.
on, new applicants
okay.
and new money infused, it's
sure.
open game
okay.
for those that are designated.
Thank you very much. And thank you for coming down and explaining the program. It's
thank
very,
you.
Very
enlightening.
Thank you. Mrs. Booker, you have something else, I think you said?
Yes, sir, Mr. President. I just wanted to talk about the Kent County matching grant incentive that was instituted here recently. They allocated $200,000 from their general fund, really, transfer tax reserves. And it's been now to the General Government Capital Projects Fund. It's a matching grant incentive that's to be utilized in the designated downtown district. For Kent County's purposes, now they know it is Dover. They did not know that until a couple of days ago. Kent County's match will represent 50 cents for every dollar in state grant awarded, up to a maximum of $10,000 per investment. So this matching grant is triggered when there is a designated district and an individual business that has decided to invest in that designated area. It's not a separate approval process that you have to go through with Kent. But as an example, $100,000 investment, say in Dover, after the first, again, as Diane Laird had explained, after the first $25,000, you've got now $75,000 with which the state is going to give 20%. So I'm getting my numbers right, Mr. Lawson, here. So $15,000 from the state, and then from Kent County, that would be a $7,500 addition to the $15,000 for that particular investment in the designated downtown. Mm-hmm. And I'm just presenting this as an FYI, and does anyone have any questions?
Question, Mrs. Booker.
Well, it looks like that Kent County is unique in this this idea. Is that correct?
Thus far, Kent County is the only entity that I'm aware of that has
its
come
own
forward
program to contribute
to complement the existing program. Yes, ma'am.
Okay. All right. Thank you,
Mr. Arlett.
I think again, thank you for sharing what Kent is doing, and again, I'm so pleased that we are putting some focus on Sussex County's economic development because we must do a better job and create some private sector jobs and to help our residents. It does slightly concern me, but I know you were not presenting anything here today. You're just sharing about the grants. I think I'm more of the mindset that it's maybe a loan of sorts, because I think in the business world, there is no free lunch. And I think it also provides an incentive to the business owner if they go out and create and produce versus being given something. But I think we're moving in the right direction. We are at least having the dialogue, and we're presenting the information, so we're grateful for that. So thank you.
I agree, Councilman Arlett, and I just wanted to state as an example, talking to very specific individuals, business individuals, in the community where an incentive like this can enable them to actually make those investments, whether it be in the designated district, an actual home to help with apartments, there in turn would have more foot traffic into the downtowns, and then that would spur the bakery or the coffee shop.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
I agree. Believe that's the natural intent of this particular program.
And I think that's a good area. That's where the communication is going to take place, right there.
Yes, ma'am.
Instead of all through the government, and business people themselves, the chambers can do an excellent job on this. So.
I agree. Thank you.
Any more questions of Mrs. Wilk? Thank you, ma'am.
Thank you.
We're going to move now on the agenda to our published 1:30 public hearings. Mr. Lank, I guess, is going to come up, and Mr. Moore.
Yes, thank you, Mr. President. As you know, I always read the procedures before these public hearings. The rules of procedure for county council zoning hearings: when council holds public hearings on zoning applications, there are legislative hearings because council uses the information obtained during the hearings to decide whether to adopt an ordinance to amend the comprehensive zoning map in the manner requested by the applicant. Each application will be announced. The director will review with council the minutes and testimony from the P&Z hearing, and those minutes will be made part of